Shavuot Tov, everyone. I hope we all enjoyed a beautiful and holy Shabbos. We are on day seven, which is called Achieving Wholeness. And I began the chapter with a quote from the Gemara, from the Talmud, that a Torah scholar whose inner self is not like their outer self cannot be considered a Torah scholar. This chapter really is devoted to being a wholesome individual when it comes to our characters, not to be one thing internally and express ourselves externally in a different kind of way. The Rambam tells us, the great Maimonides, that it is forbidden to deceive another person, to be sort of smooth of tongue. And a person should not sell non-kosher meat to a Gentile as if it were kosher meat. We're never permitted to deceive people by thinking, by allowing other people to think that one thing is true when the reality is something else. And I pointed out that this doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to make a good impression on other people. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to stretch ourselves. The example I gave, if you're going out on a date or a job interview, there's nothing wrong with ironing that shirt or dry cleaning the suit. If normally you wear, you know, crinkled shirts, you know, you don't have to like always be just, well, this is who I am all the time. This is the way I need to be now. Rambam isn't precluding these types of graces that help us connect and help us make a good impression on another person. What it really means is that we should not deceive other people. We should not try to convince other people of A when in fact something is B. And this is a very important idea. I remember learning this when I was in college. I remember at Yeshiva University, they had a, this is not in the chapter, but I'm just reflecting. I watched the pool being built when I was in college in YU. And by the time the pool was built, I was already graduated from college and I was in rabbinical school. And they had this crazy law and rule that they couldn't allow graduate students into the pool. It was only undergrads. But I had a undergrad ID card left over from college from like the year before, and I looked exactly the same. So I was about to flash it before the guard to get into the pool. And then I asked one of my rabbeim, one of my teachers, and he said, well, you can't. It's Ganeva's Das. Ganeva's Das in Hebrew means stealing another person's mind. You're giving someone else the impression of A when B is actually the truth. B is the reality, and you're deceiving them, allowing them to think A. And I was like, well, it's just a pool. I'm jumping in. He goes, no, no, no. Can't get yourself into that habit of representing yourself as one thing when in fact something else is the reality. We said this a few days ago, Acharei ha'pulot nimshechu ha'levavot, after one's actions follow one's hearts. We shouldn't fool ourselves into thinking that we can engage in certain deceitful types of behavior, even if they're like minor deceitful types. You know, what's the big deal? There'll be someone else in the pool. A guy won't even know. I look like an undergrad. I'm a graduate student. Technically, it's a technical thing. But those technical things are what makes up, what make up life. And being wholesome, being honest, representing ourselves for who we truly are. Again, putting our best foot forward and, you know, puffing ourselves up a little on an interview, on a date, nothing wrong with that. But never, God forbid, deceiving another person by allowing them to think one thing when something else is true. That's the, I said this in the chapter of the car salesman who purposely deceives a customer into thinking that the car is better than it is. That's simply forbidden according to Judaism. And it is something that we have to be very careful. We want to be wholesome people, and we feel better when we're honest. It never feels good to have to lie or to fudge or to misrepresent. We have one life. Let's live it according to who we really are. Let's be honest, and let's reflect on the outside who we truly are in the inside and become, as the rabbis teach, Tocho Kibaro. Those are the two words to remember from our chat tonight and from this chapter. Tocho Kibaro. What's inside is what's reflected on the outside. As we like to say in English, what you see is what you get. Shavua Tov.